Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 201. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And first, I just wanted to say thank you for all the support on last episode, which is episode 200, which is just cool. That's a kind of a big milestone, and it was definitely a fun ep and just a cool accomplishment to have done 200 episodes of this podcast. But here we are. We're at episode 201 now, and I've got something that I've been thinking a lot about, and I think it's timely for all of us. I think it's timely for one, because it's something we can all relate to, but timely also because now is as good a time as any. This weird time is just a good opportunity to hit reset on a couple of things, on a couple of mindsets, ideas, perspectives that maybe have eluded us in the past. So to start this episode and this episode as a whole, I want to talk about how you look. I want to talk about how other people look. I want to talk about being a banging 10, a decent 7, being beautiful, being thick, 2 C's, all those curves, no breaks, that kind of thing. I want to talk about the fact that how you look, your appearance, is the least interesting thing about you. And it's the least interesting thing about everyone else around you as well. And I really mean this. This isn't meant to sound overly noble or mature or like, you know, I'm in shallow hell. You know, I'm not some robot who like only sees what's on the inside. But I have had some powerful realizations on where looks or appearance should exist in like your hierarchy of needs as a human, both for yourself and what you look for in people around you. You know, the people you see on Instagram, the people you date, everyone. And so I want to talk about this a little bit. Appearances, looks. Your looks are the least interesting thing about you, and their looks are the least interesting thing about them. And I was thinking about this the other day as I was scrolling on Instagram. And admittedly, I don't know how I started following some of these people or how the Instagram algorithm works, but you know, I'm scrolling, and it is just overwhelming. In your face, tits, ass, and abs. For real. It's like, it's all that. It's like women bending over being like, hey, do you like my shoes? Or like seductive TikTok dances or like bodybuilder videos or ripped dudes, whatever. Like my feet is a mess. And you know, at a glance, that's all well and good. And you know, good looking people are good looking. I'm all for it. Absolutely, I'm all for it. I'm all for being your best looking, most attractive self. I'm all for working out so you can feel good in your skin and in your body. I'm all for improving your body and, you know, making it what you want. I'm all for wearing whatever, an outfit that makes you feel great. I'm all for flaunting what you have. Like, work it. I'm all for it. That's cool. But, you know, I think we need a reality check for where that falls in the grand scheme of things. And so that happened the other day. I was scrolling. I was like, wow, that's a lot. It's a whole lot of body. And then the other day, I was watching like some random Twitch streamer. Apparently, that's what I do in this quarantine. I was watching Twitch. And it was a woman, like a woman streamer. And she said in this stream, she literally said this. She was describing a scenario. She said, if a super, super ugly dude approaches a woman who's a 10 and he says, hey, you want to go out sometimes? She says, it's insulting. She goes, you think we're on the same level? We're not on the same level. I am more valuable than you. She literally said that, which is just insane. And she might have been trolling. I'm not too sure. I don't even know who this woman is, but she said it. And it's not too uncommon of a thought or an assumption in life. So I went with it, right? So I've got all these things that I'm reacting to in regards to appearances and looks and value, both to oneself and to others. And I was like, You know what? I have realized something over the past couple of years. I realized that if we don't take the time to check ourselves, we run the risk of thinking and believing that appearances, that looks, are at the top of our needs pyramid. We run the risk of starting to see worth in looks. We start to run the risk of thinking that good-looking, hot, in-shape people know more than us, are more worthy than us, are happier than us, are more successful than us. And then we also run the risk of thinking that about ourselves, that we need to emulate that, that if we are not a certain way, that our value decreases, that our perception decreases. You know, simply put, we run the risk of making really shitty decisions and make really bad assumptions based on looks, based on appearances. So follow me here, because I'm definitely not saying to turn your back on how you look or good looking people in general or like what you look for in appearance or any of that. There's, you know, there is no denying that more attractive people, that attractive people in general, you know, they've got a bit of a running start in life. People pay attention to them quicker. They grab the eye. People tend to assume good things about them, more or less. But if the best thing about you is how you look, if the best thing about someone else is how they look, if the first thing you use to evaluate worth, value, or purpose is looks, I think we all need to hit reset. We need to hit reset. And I want to help you be a better judge of other people. I want to help you be a better judge of yourself. And I think reconsidering looks will help you do just that. And so I say again that the least interesting thing about you is your looks. Seriously, really think this. You know, everyone has looks, of course. Everyone has something about them physically that stands out that might be attractive, or it might be the opposite of attractive. But either way, everyone has these things. But not everyone has the same heart, the same mind, the same soul as you. And that shit is 100% unique to you. So to me, it's like obvious what we need to start looking at before we start assuming things about someone or yourself based on looks. And that, because looks just aren't that interesting. And I have some practical thoughts on how to do this and why to do this. Why and how to go deeper than just looks. Because at the end of the day, there are things that matter, in my opinion, so much more than looks, truthfully. And I'll start by borrowing a quote from the legend Coco Chanel, who said, "It's not the appearance, it's the essence. It's not the money, it's the education. It's not the clothes, it's the class." Ooh, you didn't have to do them like that, Coco, but that's what it is. Hit them with that. I mean, it's the substance, it's the ingredients that go into it. I like a good quote. And that's what I'm talking about here, substance. You know, you start with looks, you start with money, you start with clothes, you start with things, and you're going to end up pretty empty-handed, both in what you look for in someone and how you judge someone and how you judge yourself. And so I say, go a step deeper. You know, go to a place where you can look at things, at substance that actually define a person. Go deeper to that substance, because that's not going to fade. Looks are going to fade for sure. Go deeper. Energy, vibe, impact. And again, I'm not just bringing these things up because this sounds good. And admittedly, it sounds good. This sounds like a great, noble thing to say. And I expect some DMs after this of people like, "Wow, Case, like you're so grounded. Like what a great guy. Maybe guys aren't all pigs," or stuff like that. And in all sincerity, that's not why I'm saying this. I'm saying this because I've learned through my own experience that the deeper you look, the clearer things become, both in regards to how you see yourself and how you see others and how you evaluate and how you make decisions. And to my point, when things are clearer to you, you make better decisions in life. You don't overthink, you don't overassume, you don't doubt. And that's always a good thing, right? So there's a practical reason why I say look beyond looks, look beyond appearance. There's a practical reason to resist your like primal urges here. And like, I'll turn it on myself. I consider how I used to look at looks. Numero uno, the most important thing, that it was the best indicator of value, compatibility, you know, likeness, everything. Like, this episode isn't about dating or relationships, but for example and point of comparison here, I remember being in Vegas like 6 years ago at a pool party with the boys, all revved up, ready to go. And just like me and the fellas would like troll around and just like eyeball every woman there and like troll around and be like, oh, you're hot, you're hot, you're hot. And just like obsessively focused on talking to all the hot honeys. Like that was our North Star, our point of truth. And obviously, you know, Vegas is the time and place for that, right? But like I compare like that priority with kind of how I've evolved to, like I was in Vegas 2 years ago. Right. And I remember that being very distinct. Me and my friends were there and like my friends would be like, oh, let's go talk to her and her and her. And I was like, eh, nah, man, like I'm good. Like, I don't know anything about her. So what? She's hot. Cool. Like who cares? Like, it's just not a priority. And like, that's just like a point of comparison for me to see how, like how thinking has evolved. Or even if like I look at myself, like I used to be like really obsessive about how I looked. And people would be like, oh, wow, Case, like you look so jacked. And like, I would like thrive off that, for example, like I needed that validation. Like to me, that was what I led with. It was really important to me. But now, like truthfully, I really, really don't care. Like obviously not always, but it's fallen several places in my priority list. My priority list has evolved and broadened. And why is that? Have I had some epiphany? Did I fall and hit my head? Have I realized that maybe I'm just busted and I shouldn't be trying to hit out of my league or something? It's not really that. I've simply realized that my definition of attractiveness has evolved significantly. It has broadened significantly. It has broadened to include so much more than looks. Definitely still includes looks, but they pair so much better with other things as opposed to just being a standalone priority on your list. And that's been a big change, a freeing change, because it has helped me be able to look at myself and look at others and not judge a book by its cover. Instead, I jump right to the good stuff. I jump right to the things that pair well with being a 10 or an attractive person. Mindset, energy, compassion. You know, to my point earlier, I've stopped assuming. I've found clarity. I've stopped assuming that a 10 out of a 10 appearance means 10 out of 10 talent, or 10 out of 10 personality, or 10 out of 10 work ethic, or values, or mindset. And that is a really powerful realization. And that's really what I want to impart on you here, right? Being attractive doesn't correlate to anything else. And it's important to know that in others and yourself. But don't get, like, looks are great. I say work out, yes. Feel sexy, yes. Feel confident, please. I'm all for it. You know, I'd be a hypocrite if I said no. I work out a lot. I take care of myself. I still care what I look like, right? But realize that those things say absolutely nothing about who you are. And they say absolutely nothing about someone else, about who they are. Nothing else beyond nice face. That's it. Or, hey, looking thick, right? That's it. That's literally it. And that realization is powerful because it makes you realize that those things say nothing about innate value, innate ability, innate compassion, innate compatibility, nothing. And no offense to certain Instagrammers, but like in the influencer world, which unfortunately it would seem I'm part of now, it would seem that a lot of influencers, their value is just, you know, it's just being hot, right? It's looks and looks alone. You know, and I say there's got to be more to that. There's got to be more to you, my influencer friend. Like, lead with your looks, sure, but that's not who you are. What do you stand for? What's deeper than that? Please tell me there's something deeper than that. And that's kind of how I evaluate people now. That's how I evaluate myself. Looks and value are completely separate. And I think that that's just an important thing to realize. In yourself, you should know that if you don't always like the way you look in the mirror, that's okay, because there's this complete other side of the equation of things that actually matter, that matter more. And in others, you should know that someone might have a nice smile and a banging bod, but that's nice. That's nice. That's nice. It's nothing to get overzealous about. Those things don't make that person any better or more deserving or more talented. Seriously, I want to shout this from a mountain. There's this crazy, wild world out there outside of looks. The definition of attractiveness needs to evolve significantly past this. And I think this is important, and so important that I wanted to do an entire episode on it, because in life, in relationships, in your career, in your personal development, in your journey to be happy and fulfilled, looks is a small part of the puzzle. Attraction is a small part of the puzzle. It really is. You have to love someone else for other reasons than looks to make it work. You have to love yourself for other reasons to be happy. You have to go deeper than that surface level attraction to be happy. And if you look at yourself and your sense of worth or values or purpose, and it evaporates because, you know, you're having a bad hair day or your face is breaking out. If you look too skinny or weak or you're overweight and flabby, if you don't like your teeth, your eyes, your elbows, whatever, and you let that throw you, you let that significantly affect your mood, then I think you need to hit reset. And if you cast that same judgment on someone else, I also think you need to hit reset, because that is not real. And real lasting love, real lasting self-love, real lasting contentment and confidence is not tied to any of those things. And sure, of course, yeah, it might start there. Physical attraction, you know, is a nice kickstarter. It's a nice thing to have, of course. I'm not living in la-la land saying those things don't matter. Definitely matters and always will. But I say, let's add some flavor. Let's add some pizzazz to this. It's like, as my good friend John Mayer said, if you're pretty, you're pretty. But the only way to be beautiful is to be loving. Otherwise, it's just congratulations about your face. And that's a lonely way to live, right? It's a lonely way to live. Like I look at a lot of these influencers on Instagram, and I honestly feel bad for them. Like, if that's your worth, I feel bad for you. That's got to be pretty lonely and vapid. And that's all you look for in yourself. It's all you look for in someone else. Like, that's a lonely way to be. And so I think we need to evolve our definitions of attractiveness. What is attractive? And you can ask yourself, you know, what do you like in yourself, and what do you like in others? That's the question. That's the question right there. And I'd implore you to expand your answer. And granted, you know, I'm 32, and if I said that to my 21-year-old self, I probably would have scoffed and said, oh, you know, okay, thanks, Dad. Sounds good, dude. But I'm so serious in saying that your looks certainly are the least interesting thing about you. It's your content. It's your contents that make you interesting. Looks draw someone in. But what comes next either gets someone to stick around or gets them to leave. Like, it's like with movies or posters or book covers or album covers, like those grab the eye. But if you listen to the first two tracks and don't like them, you're out. If you read the first two chapters and don't like them, you're out. If you watch the first 30 minutes and don't like it, you're out. Right? It draws you in. But from there, it's up to your substance to speak for itself. Like, another example here, I'm going to sound like I'm hating on Instagram influencers here, but it just happens to be top of mind for me. There, this was in the news, but there was that woman on Instagram who was an influencer, one of those, like, you know, frankly, she was just kind of like a tits and ass kind of, that was all she posted, is kind of everything she was about. And she had a ton of followers. She, I feel it was like 2 million or 3 million or something. And so she started a clothing line, all this hype, and launched it. And she didn't even sell 30 of whatever it was she was selling, not even 30. And I don't know anything about her, but I'm guessing it's because all she had for herself, all the value she portrayed about herself, all she advertised about herself was the way she looked. And people are getting wise, right? People know that there's got to be more. And so she got crickets. She got nothing. And I hate to see that, of course. I never want to see someone fail, but like, that's becoming the reality of life. There's got to be more. And you should represent that, and you should look for that. Look for the contents of the soul. And that's awfully deep. But seriously, I think you're going to find out pretty quick whether someone has substance or not, whether someone is worth sticking around for or not, when you look at the contents of who they are, when you look at something that's deeper than their looks. You know, I'm talking human contents here, human contents to look for in yourself and others. That's energy, vibe, compassion, empathy, mission, passion, kindness. Those are attractive qualities. And they're just a layer deeper than looks. And they're far more interesting. They're far more interesting. Looks fade. Their looks will fade. Your looks will fade. They're no longer interesting. So what is left? What is left when that happens? I don't think you have to wait around to find out. You can find out now. And when you make that your mission, that is how you make better decisions in your life, in your dating life, in your social circle, with your friends, and everywhere. And it really does matter. Like, think about your friends. Are they friends with you because of how you look? I certainly hope not. You know, what is the first word that they would use to describe you? If it's, oh, she's such a babe, or she's so cute, I think you might need some new friends if that's the case. But it's probably not the case, right? They don't say that. They're not friends with you because of how you look, right? They're friends with you for what's deeper. The people who care about you, who love you, support you, who celebrate you, it's not because of your looks that they do that. No, it's what is attractive to them about you is how you make them feel, how you inspire them, how you make them laugh, the memories you create together. That is the attraction. It's your sense of spirit, your curiosity, your drive, your compassion. That is what is attractive. And I'd love for you to see that in yourself and to know to look for that in others and not be blinded by this focus on looks. You know, I'd love for you to see what I think really defines a person, and that's their energy. That's their vibe. It's heart, it's mind, right? And I've said it before, that's how people are going to remember you. It's not going to be for your size zero, your biceps, your eyes. It's not your skincare routine or, you know, that ass or whatever. It's how you make someone feel, what you do with your talent, what you do with your compassion. That is what matters. It's how you, you know, stood by what you believe in, how you support others, how you make someone feel. Your legacy will have nothing to do with your looks. It will have 100% to do with your soul, with your energy, what you do with those things. So I say, check yourself. Don't assign so much worth to looks, to appearance, your own or theirs. Go deeper, because one day you will realize that truthfully, that is what you have to offer. And that is what someone else has to offer. That looks are the least interesting thing about a person. What matters is their energy, how they make you feel, how you make them feel, what you do with your ability, your compassion, your kindness. That is forever. That never fades. And that sticks around a lot longer than looks. So I'll end it right there. Just something to think about, something to hopefully inspire you to make some better decisions, a lens at which to look at yourself and the world around you. So hope this was helpful. If it was, I'd love if you'd share it with a friend. Check out newmindsetwhodis.com. Follow me on Instagram @case.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.